Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yankees 6, Rays 3, the first game within the AL East for the 2025 New York Yankees. It's a victory, and the Yankees are 12-7 on the year. They got 6 come-from-behind wins already, so half of their wins are comeback wins so far in 2025. Yankees tonight against Taj Bradley, the young right-hander for Tampa, who was amazing against them in 2 starts last year. Well, what a way to start tonight for the Yanks. Paul Goldschmidt, infield single to third. The third baseman, Caminero, couldn't barehand on a tough play near the bag. So Goldie setting the table well yet again. Ben Rice followed with a base hit up the middle. Chase Goldschmidt to third, and Rice would have plenty more to come tonight. And Aaron Judge off another out-of-this-world night. Go-ahead homer at the stadium, wrapping up that sweep of the Royals. Also a single in that game, double, intentional walk. Judge entering the night at 409. And wasting no time tonight.
First pitch from Bradley. And a line drive into center field. Base hit. First pitch. Rice will shut it down at second. Scoring easily as Goldschmidt. The Yankees an early 1-0 lead here in Tampa. Aaron Judge, RBI number 22. He wasn't messing around at all.
Bam, bam, bam. Single, single, single. And immediately, I blink, 1-0 Yankee lead. And once Bellinger bounced to first following hitter, runners at second and third with only one out. Yankees couldn't add, though. Volpe frozen on a Bradley splitter. Rung him up. Jazz popped to short. Inning over. Bottom of the first inning, Will Warren, fresh off his first big league win on Saturday against San Francisco. He's looked really good so far. Well, full count against Cameron Meisner. Infield single to the shortstop hole. And Brandon Lau is next. Got a 2-0 hanging curve.
Here's pitch. Breaking ball, swing on line, driving to right field. Well, that's a base hit. Meisner will hold. No, he thought about holding. Here's the Judge throw. Got a chance to get it. Yowzer, he got him. Aaron Judge continues to do everything right. He throws out Meisner at third by about a foot and a half with a laser throw to third base. Beautifully done.
Okay, rookie. Next time, remember who's out there.
And Meisner, next time you would think he'll remember who's out there. Judge doing it spectacularly on both ends in just the first inning after he was, and not just here, but part of the national conversation the last day with what he's been doing and jaw-dropping everybody for the last year, and also topping things he did in 2022, topping things he did just last year when he had one of the best right-hand hitting seasons of all time. That Judge laser beam to third is our defensive play of the game. It's brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good. It's guaranteed. That changed the entire inning. Instead of two on, nobody out, runner at first, one away for the Rays. And after Yandy Diaz lined to second and Jonathan Aranda, he flied to right to end the inning. Aaron Judge basically picking up Will Warren out of the inning unscathed in just 5 more pitches after that Judge defensive play. So first inning trouble for Warren would continue bottom two, but it could have been much worse if not for Aaron Judge picking him up in that first inning. After striking out Junior Caminero to begin the second, Warren allowed a loud double to right center from Richie Palacios. Jake Mangum, he followed and chopped one on the right side. Warren and Goldschmidt both went after it. Once Warren gloved, Goldschmidt wasn't there. He wasn't covering first. So Mangum, with his speed too quick, he reached. So first and third, one out in that situation. Warren walked former Yankee Ben Roethlisberger, who was 0 for 17 on the season coming in. Coupled of borderline pitches on 2-2 and 3-2. Walked him. Full count pitch. Bases full. Taylor Walls, the nine-hitter. Nine-pitch battle, including four foul balls. And Warren, you could sense, was trying to be too fine at times and also trying to overcompensate at times tonight. Sacrifice fly to left on that nine-pitch battle for Walls. Tied the game at one. By the way, nice cutoff by Oswaldo to keep the runners at first and second in that situation. But with two away after the sac fly, Warren already at 45 pitches in the second, facing Meisner, top of the order a second time. Eight-pitch fight. Another full count. Warren walked him. Reloaded the bases, and that was it for Will Warren. 53 pitches, 38 of them in the second inning. Aaron Boone telling reporters and Susan after the game, look, I'm not going to let a young starter like that get to 40 pitches in one inning. That's why he came out, but also struggle for Will Warren in an inning and two-thirds tonight. Would it stay with just that one run in a 1-1 game? Bases loaded. The lefty Ryan Yarbrough on the bases, former team. A big strikeout of Brandon Lowe on a full count pitch. But the Yankees, nothing against Bradley after Yarbrough stranded the bases loaded. In the second inning and in the third inning, despite Oswaldo Cabrera, two out base hit in the second, Ben Rice's second hit of the night, leadoff single in the third, nothing across for the Yankees. So bottom three, Yarbrough's first full inning, Diaz grounded to short, but Jonathan Aranda, he lined a single to left. So 1-1 game, Yankees were coming up empty a bit in the early innings offensively. One on, one out, Yarbrough to Junior Caminero.
The pitch swung on and hit hard. Right field backing up Judge on the track, and that's going to get out of here. Two-run homer, Caminero, his fifth of the season. RBIs 10 and 11, Tampa Bay with a 3-1 lead.
And pretty swing, just 21 years old, rising star Caminero. That homer made it four homers in his last six games and a 3-1 Tampa lead in the third inning. And Yarbrough with one out to Richie Palacios on a 2-2 pitch. Single to center. Palacios' second hit already. And Yarbrough walked Mangum to the bottom of the order, getting it done early for Tampa. And Yarbrough, after walking Mangum, served up Ben Roethlisberger's first hit of the year. Bases loaded again. This was a theme early in the game for Tampa. But Yarbrough got a big-time double play. Boy, was this needed early in this game. Taylor Walls, the nine-hitter, 4-4-3 with Jazz stepping on the bag, ended the inning. That was important because as many pitches as the Rays were seeing, loading the bases time and time again, bottom of the order. As much as Yankee pitching was struggling to put hitters away and foul ball after foul ball, Yankee offense was raring to break through. Top of the fifth inning, and it was time to cash in already against Bradley. Dominguez, a deep fly ball to left. He put a charge into one, but flied out to deep left field, put away. Oswaldo Cabrera next. After a base hit in the second, Cabrera searching for more. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Total darkness has descended. 1-2 pitch. Swung on a high drive. Right center field. Got a chance. Getty up and gone. A home run for Oswaldo Cabrera. His first of the season. His fifth RBI. We got a 3-2 ball game.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer. Today, first of the year for Cabrera, cut the deficit in half to 3-2. Also the honor of being the first Yankee ever in a regular season game to homer at Steinbrenner Field, Oswaldo Cabrera. Goldschmidt followed with his second hit, first pitch single to left. And Ben Rice, how about this guy? Third hit already in five innings, a laser in the right, a two-bagger. So second and third for Aaron Judge. And the Rays wanted nothing to do with Judge in this situation. A pitch around, even though they didn't intentionally walk. They walked the captain to load the bases, and Cody Bellinger puts the ball in play. Fielder's choice, second baseman Lau, having to backtrack a bit and range to his right. Bellinger hit it in the perfect spot to avoid the double play and knotted the game up at 3-3. So just like that, the Yankees trailing early, and the Rays are working all those counts. The Yankees are coming back alive, tying the game at 3 and cashing in after those early opportunities didn't come across for the Yanks. Bottom five. How about another bases-loaded threat for Tampa? Another one. With one out, Caminero, another hit. Ground ball to the shortstop hole. Valiant Volpe attempt, but no dice here. Then Palacios' third hit. Not even through the fifth inning. Palacios' three hits, a floater to right. So Yarbrough out in that spot. Tim Hill in. Two on, two out, got the ground ball he wanted from Jake Mangum. Rather, two on, one out, and got the ground ball he wanted from Mangum. But it was right in front of the plate. Ascara looked to go and get it. A beautiful attempt, but Mangum, too quick, such a dribbler, loaded the bases with one away. Hill then against a pinch hitter, Danny Jansen, batting from the right side. Hill, rear back, struck him out. Sinker, bottom of the zone, vintage Tim Hill, and then got Taylor Walls, the nine hitter, to ground, went off Hill's glove, but ricocheted right to Jazz at second base. Perfect spot, threw out Walls, inning over. Yeoman's work from Tim Hill in that spot because the Yankees had just tied the game at three. Bases loaded, one out. The Rays' third bases loaded jam in the last four innings at that point, and only one run to show for those bases loaded threats. The Caminero two-run homer in the third doesn't count, by the way, because that came before the Rays loaded the bases. So Hill escaping the fifth, bases loaded, one out. That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So the Yanks gritty to be in a 3-3 spot right there, a tied ball game. The pitching walking a tightrope, the bats looking to bust through again. Sixth inning, Bradley still out there. Jazz leading off, worked a walk. Then a huge base hit, J.C. Ascara. Jazz went first to third. Yankees doing a great job again tonight.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
First to third, taking the extra base, and Dominguez on a ground ball to second. Fielder's choice, leg this one out, Jazz home, and the Yankees, all of a sudden, they're up 4-3 after all of that early struggle. And Bradley walked Cabrera, the nine-hitter, following batter, third time on base for Oswaldo, and that was it for Bradley. He was pulled, the righty Manuel Rodriguez in. He got a grounder to second from Goldschmidt, but the runner's off with the pitch, advanced to second and third, so a productive out. There were two away, though. Second and third, two-out opportunity, but you got this guy at the plate.
Here comes 1-1, Big Ben. And the pitch. Swing on, line drive, left center field, that'll get down. Two runs are going to score. Dominguez with Cabrera right behind him. A 4-for-4 night for Ben Rice, and the Yankee lead grows to 6-3 here at Tampa.
And all of them scorched, but is that a surprise with Ben Rice? He's hitting the ball 105, 107 miles an hour. Ben Rice is dialed in, and that says the least of it. Three-run sixth inning for the Yankees, a 6-3 lead, big-time two-out blow, which has been a theme lately for the Yankees, making things happen with two away, clutch, two-out, runners in scoring position, opportunities, and cashing in time and time again. Seventh inning, Yankees up 6-3, facing the tough lefty out of the Rays pen, Mason Montgomery. Jazz worked a full count, took strike three, thought it was low outside, and vehemently disagreed. Aaron Boone came out of the dugout, tried to intercept Jazz, but Chisholm didn't stop. Got tossed and immediately took to social media. But the Yankees enjoying a 6-3 lead. Jazz out. He was frustrated, clearly. Aaron Boone saying, I just hope next time he'll let me intercept him. And that's why the manager comes out, right? He wants to get tossed, not Jazz Chisholm, especially in the seventh inning of still a pretty close ball game. But Aaron Boone addressing that postgame saying, hopefully next time he'll have the opportunity to intercept and get tossed on Jazz's behalf. But the Yankees, they're in front 6-3 at this point. Should be no harm, no foul. Tim Hill stayed on after that bases loaded one out. Great escape. Sixth inning, masterful. Seventh inning, got the first hitter, Jonathan Aranda, on a ground ball. Tim Hill, he induces ground ball. So two scoreless innings, spotless innings for Tim Hill tonight, and four ground balls along the way. And Hill handed off to Ian Hamilton, one out into the seventh. Totally dominant, Ian Hamilton. Inning and two-thirds, shutout. Three strikeouts, just wiping the Rays out, and that paved way for Devin Williams. An easy ninth inning. This was the easiest inning we've seen from Devin Williams thus far. And now three straight productive outings for Devin Williams to make it four saves on the young season. So for any worry, those first couple of outings, Devin Williams is showing you he's going to settle in. And the summer months are typically his best months. We're in the middle of April, and Devin Williams already settling in. Yankees win it 6-3, and wow, yeah, you can sense in this game a lot of talking in those first couple of innings. We're describing walks, we're describing the bottom of the order, we're describing the Rays working count and the Yankee pitching struggle. Well, that shows you how it was a gritty, gutty win. Yankees never let up. They continued at it offensively. Middle innings, they break ahead. They get some big outs out of the bullpen, and that's how you got to win ball games in the division. Yankees win it 6-3 in their first game against the AL East this year. They're 12-7 on the season, and they've won five of their last six games. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app. Anytime, Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.